All right. Well, let's go and clean some stuff out and get rid of some dark stuff out of your futures. So in order to do that, let's do a meditation. Let's do a process. Let's use your imagination. Imagination, fifth dimension. Beyond this 3D world, beyond the manifestation world, is the world of imagination. And because it's an expanded world, it's more real than this one, this 3D world. So let yourself relax now. Get into a position that is comfortable for you, in which you're balanced. Hopefully you won't fall asleep. Hopefully you can stay awake. Letting yourself be as easy, as relaxed, as balanced as you can be. And gently close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, it's like pulling a curtain of privacy around you, going deep into your own personal space. And let yourself find that center. Seek that consciousness that you are. From where does that awareness come from? Follow your own awareness deep into you, into your center, into your beingness. And now relax your diaphragm and let yourself breathe gently. And exhaling gently. Breathing so easy, it doesn't even make a sound. Gentle, easy. Flow in, flow out. And now let yourself forget about breathing. Your heart is beating, your breath going in and out, your body is there now. Letting your body know that you want to pay attention to something for a while, and if the body is fidgety, and just let it know, you'll get to it. You'll address its needs shortly. And for now, to let your attention go beyond Bonnie. Let your attention go to a point of light, just a point. Find that point. The point of light of you. The center of you. And let yourself begin to drift. Just sense yourself moving. Moving through time, space. Any sounds that may be in the environment around you will only serve to enable you to go deeper. To drift. Through time and space, even more elegantly, more easily than before. And you drift, sense that you are drifting in a sky filled with stars. It may appear to be like the night sky, and oh yes, there looks like the Milky Way. Hundreds, thousands of stars. Or it may seem like a twilight sky filled with stars. Something you don't really see on Earth. Or perhaps even more delightful and different, a day sky, blue sky filled with stars. sparkling stars. Let yourself drift, feeling safe now in this sky of stars. Feeling safe. Because all those points of light that surround you, all those stars around you, are friends, are beings of light who have come to be with you. Friends from other lifetimes, spiritual helpers, guides, healers, teachers. All have come to be with you, to support you, to love you, to witness for you. They care about you. Let yourself sense, let yourself imagine and feel surrounded by this light, by this love. Feel surrounded by the love. And now notice that some of these stars move from their position in the sky and they come together above you. This is the way we show ourselves. We are a group. There are many of us. We come together above you to form a bright star, a sun, a light. You don't have to look up and look at it. You just sense it above you, a light above you, shining on you. And we're going to send a beam of light down now to you. A beam of light, a beam of love to you. And just let yourself feel it come down and touch you on the top of your head, your crown. And let our light just be like a column of light that surrounds you. So you feel it pouring on you like liquid light on your head, on your shoulders. On your body. Feel it touch your body. Feel the light wrap around you, surround you. Let the light into you. It's safe. Let us just drench you. Soak you up in light and love. And let go of any tensions, concerns, and worries of your life. Let them go. Give them to us. We'll take them. They don't do anything to us. We'll be happy to take them off you. All the worries, any concerns, stresses. Just give them to us. That's it. That's it. Thank you. Just let us have them all. Especially that that's stuck in the back right there. In your lower thoracic, upper lumbar. Let us take that too. And that stuff in your sacrum, let's take that. Mm-hmm. And that issue in your solar plexus, in your intestines. Oh yes, and that, but it's in your cranium. The sutures, the bones of your skull inside there, we'll take that too. And that tension in your neck and shoulders, we'll take that. Because a lot of that is bracing yourself to resist a dark future. You may think it's carrying the stuff of the past, but it's resisting a future you don't really desire. You keep hoping for a really great turn of events and for life to unfold in miraculous and magical ways more and more. And sometimes it may happen and then sometimes it doesn't. But you are where you are at. You see yourself at a certain level of consciousness. A lot of your evaluation of yourself has been according to the level of success that you have achieved in your outer physical life. So let that evaluation go, because that really has little bearing on who you really are. If you've experienced failures and frustrations, give them to us. You're still a divine being, a spark of consciousness, a being of light. The external world is not a measure of you. Now the you that you have been holding yourself to be prior to this time, if you look back as if you are looking into your past, see the you in the past that has been small, who has felt more insignificant, who has struggled, who has even suffered, who has lost things of value, people of value, circumstances of value, who has judged the self, who has held issues against the self, and who has feared the future. See that you with compassion. It may still feel a bit too real, but let that go too. Let the realness of that small self that you've made real, that you seem to identify more with, let that go to us as well. Give that to us. Give us your small, insignificant, worthlessness self. Come on, just let it go. There you go. It's your choice. And now turn and look in your imagination to the future. Stretching out before you is a track. It is like a pathway. Perhaps it is like a railroad track with two metal rods going forth from you. Perhaps just like a asphalt paved walkway. Perhaps it's a sandy track by a beach. But just sense a future life track just moving out from you. Sense that track that moves from that small self now. And you see that it's not the exact same track as yours. It's over there to the side. It's moving away. That track walks away. Now look to the other side of you. The other side. Not the track you're standing on, but there's another one parallel. It also goes off. But that's bright. It shines, it glows, the path glows, it glistens, it sparkles. And is heading to another future. a brighter, more beautiful future than the track you're standing on. The track you're standing on is the future, the track to the future that is just the projection of where you've been and where you are now. It's the ordinary daily life projection. So we're going to take a little journey together, and we will be with you. We will be with you. We're going to go look at the darkness. Don't be afraid, dear ones. You are powerful enough that you can make choices. Look how much you've already given us. You can give those too. So let's go find them. Let's go find those that you want to heal, to release, to shift, to lift. First, let's go on this track you're on. The extension of today. The extension of yesterday through today. It may be a little brighter than what it would have been yesterday already. But in your mind's eye, just let yourself begin to lift off the ground and just float down the path. Now this path may go up a hill, it may go down into a valley, it may go through wilderness, it may go through downtown busy cities. Just follow the path though, for right now. Just follow the path. We're going to go down the path. We're going to go a month into your future. Just floating over this path now. Just off the ground, just floating into the future. 2 months, 3 months. Picking up a little speed. 6 months into the future. You don't need to see things. You don't need to see forms. But just feel how you're moving on a track. Feel how you're moving on a line, a passage that is familiar. It has familiar qualities to you. It feels normal. It feels kind of natural every day. Let yourself feel that. 6 months, 9 months, a year. Two years, down the path you go, or then up the path, and down the path, up the path, to the future, 2 years, and pause when you reach 2 years. Just feel it, just sense. It's little different than now, than the present that you have left. It's similar. It's the logical extension. And now just sense, just imagine now that you're looking into a room and there is the you 2 years in the future. There you are. Just watch. Just look at you. Are you looking happy? Are you looking happier? Are you feeling more empowered? More loved? Are more free? Have you achieved a bunch of things you feel really good self-esteem about? Have you gone through a whole bunch of struggle and suffering and issues? Have you lost that weight or gained that weight you've been wanting to do or whatever it is? How's your health? How's your body feel? Just sense. Just sense an ordinary day. Do you live with someone? And if so, Is it happy? Is there some tension and conflict? You by yourself? Just sense. Do you feel prosperous or not? Just sense. Now, this is not your wishful thinking. This is just the extension. What would just be normal, continuing without change. Just feeling that, feeling that. And you can feel and sense, to a certain extent, there's a limitation there. It's not vicious and nasty and ugly and heavy. But it is limiting. There's a limitation there. Now, continue that track. Let yourself fly over the track again. And let's go to shortly before your death in this lifetime. Following that track, peek in on yourself and see yourself aging, perhaps fragile, perhaps sick, in some difficulty. Look at the collective image now. What your world would say. What are the beliefs about aging and death? Let yourself see it there. See it in that future you. This now may be dark. There may be depression, terrible unhappiness, loneliness, suffering, privation, difficult circumstances, isolation. This one is suffering. Just look upon that future you with compassion. If you don't change, here you are. All right. We know that it is terribly limiting to just simply blindly follow the mainstream reality's ideas about aging, about life, about the end of life, about old age, about death, and all that kind of thing. Very limiting. We understand. This is dark. This is almost like a curse upon you. That it is believed so strongly, so consensus-wise, makes it seem to be so real in your world. And this self that you are observing, is this self filled with regrets? Loss, guilt? Is this self worried about what to encounter on the other side of death, or is this self yearning to finally be free through death? Just sense. We are with you. It's almost fearful. It's almost a sense like this stuff is sticky. This stuff is nasty stuff. You start to resist it. Stop. Don't resist it. You start to judge it. And the culture that creates this belief and this image. Stop. Don't. Don't resist. Don't judge. Don't worry. No fear. Relax. We're with you. And we're going to lift it with you. All you need to do is to choose. So let yourself choose. This is not resisting it. You say, I see it, I understand it, I know it. And I'm choosing something else. I'm choosing something else that's going to be more empowering, more freeing, more loving for me. But I have compassion for this self I was aiming for. So what we're going to do at the count of three, we suggest, because this is a future of yours, we suggest you breathe this future into you. And just as you breathe it into you, when you exhale, you let it pass through you, behind you, and out of you, and we will take it. So, you must not have judgment. You cannot resist. You must receive it, but you must not have something to resonate with it, because you have chosen not to have it this way. But let it be, and let it move through you and out. Nothing sticks, okay? Count of three, and we will take it. We will lift this future off of you. Add to this now all the beliefs about aging, any beliefs about limitations of your body, limitations of your spirit, of your soul, limitations, financial limitations, emotional limitations, relationship limitations, family limitations, anything like that, please put that in. Let's load this stuff up. Let's make a garbage truck full of all the curses of the culture that this is what it's about and this is the way it'll be. So let's let it go. The count of three, taking the in-breath, and we will pull it through you and out, okay? No judgment, no resistance. Here we go. One, two, and three. Breathe in. Okay, and breathe out, and let us take it. Again, breathe in and let us take it. Breathe out, it passes through you. And one last time, breathing in. All the darkness, all the ugliness, breathing it in, and then letting it move through you. So many times when you make a choice, you judge the choice you do not take as wrong. This is not a wrong choice. It is just the consensus choice. If you see someone who is going through this, it is not a bad choice. It's not a wrong choice. It's just their choice to go with the mainstream consensus choice. Okay? If you should end up here for some reason, do not judge yourself. Simply change your mind. Change your choice. It's never too late. All right. Everything dark, lift it off. Let's move back now. Move back along that track. Back to the present. back to the present, lighter now, feeling lighter. Let yourself feel lighter. You don't have the aging and the illness and the suffering, the loneliness, the privation. Come on back. Come on back to the present. Okay. Present you. Step back into the present moment. All right. Now, feel where you are now. Feel the difference in you now. Feel the expanded power in you now. Feel the greater sense of freedom in you now. Let yourself love and value yourself now. And as you're feeling this present and how the present has shifted, notice how your future path now is starting to diverge towards that brighter track you saw. Notice how it's starting to move over there and it's connecting up there to the brighter track. Oh, all right. Just by letting go of some darkness, of your dark futures, you are now seeing yourself more than before, freer than before, and it's already moving your life track. And let yourself now, in your imagination, just head over to that light track. And let you, by your imagination, float over the light track for a little ways. And feel the hope. Feel the uplift. Feel the optimism. And look down there in the future. What is that there? A shining, radiant being of light. A you who is greater. A you valuing, loving yourself, empowered. A you in the flow. You can't really make it out too clearly, but you just know that's you shining, radiant. Look at that aura. It's huge, bright. How amazing. Something different is coming, and you can feel it. A new future is coming. Let yourself now return to the present, filled with a sense of excitement beginning to build. Magic is afoot. Miracles may lay ahead. Letting yourself now become aware of your body. Returning to body consciousness. Your body which has so nicely waited for you to return. You've reassured it that you're going to take care of its needs. And so here it is. Love your body. Love that vehicle you live in. It was absolutely tailor-made, precisely created for you. You have the best body for your soul you could possibly have. Just feel right now a little gratitude for your body. It's taking you so far, and it will take you further. This body that you are using, that you are enjoying as a partner, in your adventure on the physical plane to enable you to do what you came to do and to enable you to return to the divine that is you. To take charge of and to claim the birthright of the child of God that grows into and matures into the God being that you are. This is your perfect vehicle. You love it. Let yourself love it. Let yourself appreciate it. Let yourself value it. Let yourself feel grateful for it. And for once, not to look at its potential problems or appearance, but look at its beauty. Precise to you. Loving your body, valuing your body, letting go of any judgments you have about your body, enjoying your body. Let yourself return now. Gently, gently opening your eyes. You're back in this beautiful body, in this beautiful reality, this wonderful illusion, and you have begun to expand, to change in a beautiful way. Now, you are not changing. Actually, what is changing is your perception of you. Your self-image, your identity is shifting now. And so now, over the next hour, have a break, have some lunch. Even if you're only listening on CDs, take a break. And when we return, we will do some greater magic. So for now, farewell.